Rob, go ahead. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Rob. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How are you doing? How can I help you?
Oh, I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
I'm taking a break right now because I'm going through a divorce. So once all that's clear, then we can move forward.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Now,
we can't cancel
the account with a past due balance, but the good news is you're only past due for $298 because on the 21st, that's going to reoccur another charge. So, and that's
all
just
right,
because
well,
in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 21st. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So
I can get that situated. Well, I mean, listen, I don't mind, you know, at the end of the day, I wasn't really getting the traffic. Yeah, it seems like I'm getting whatever because of your, you know, what's going in, but the calls that are coming in are not what I, you know, I'm looking forward to pay anything anymore, you know? I've been with you guys for so long, and then I haven't even gotten one job from you guys, but, you know, you're telling me about all these imprints, but what about the calls? You know what I mean? So, I mean, my service is really not rendered when it comes to me performing a job off of your lead. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's where I'm still at with that, you know. And then the part of you guys doing my Facebook and all that, I mean, it's terrible. You know, extremely terrible. Not just terrible, extremely, you know. If you look at my Facebook at the Palmer Group, you see what I do personally. Listen, I'm a garage door guy. I'm not no marketing guy. And I'm doing better content than you guys, and I'm paying for it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it, you know. So, I mean, my service hasn't been rendered to begin with. And on my terms, you know, so I know we both got terms, but, you know, my bank, you know, I don't want to go through my bank, but I've been calling you guys, you know, I've talked to you guys several times about this situation, and it's still, you know, the same old thing.
I'm an outsider. All I typically do is collect sale payments, so thank you for...
Someone should be calling me about trying to make it better, you know, because why would I want to go back to you guys if I'm not receiving... You know, you guys are showing me imprints, but those imprints aren't becoming calls. So, I mean, it's, you know, how long have I been with you guys and I still haven't got a call from you guys? That's not cool. You know what I mean? And just the imprints on just the Facebook, I mean, it's enough to fight the charge. You know what I mean? Fight this charge. You know, there's a lot of things that I already have printed in stating, you know, I've been paying for this long, but nothing has been rendered. To me, you know, so I just don't, you know.
I want to clarify something to you, if I may, only because I'm noticing that the Facebook ads are no longer included. That looks like it was taken off back in April. Originally,
I don't know why.
You were paying, well, maybe to make the cost more effective, because initially it said it was $498 a month. And
yeah, but that's not that. I made a report about it, and... they were supposed to fix it, and they took it off instead of fixing it. That's terrible. You know, you guys are using AI to generate these pictures, which have nothing to do with garage doors. I mean, you guys took it down, but I took screenshots of all these pictures, you know, that you guys were putting on there. That is AI generated. It's not generated to my garage door company, you know, and that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for my pictures, my list. I sent you guys so many pictures, you know, the emails will show, you know. Sent you guys a lot of pictures, and then it was still going with the AI generation pictures of, you know, inside of a garage door. I mean, that's, you know, it was just a waste of long time, you know, because listen, we're here to make money. I'm not here to pay money and then me not get nothing out of it. Life doesn't work
right
like that, you know, so
right.
I mean, at the end of the day, I didn't get one phone call from you guys. Not one, ma'am. You know, so I know that you're the billing lady, but just understand that. And, you know, I'm going to have to fight this charge, you know, at the end of the day, because I'm not going to pay $298 to something that I'm not getting nothing in return, you know, and I'm just letting you know that. I'm not going to pay it. I'm going to fight it.
I don't like that situation.
I've called plenty of times, spoke to a lot of people. They said I was going to call, you know, I felt like I was talking to China. And then they were like, okay, you're going to talk to Amber. You're going to talk to this lady here. So they're going to fix it for you. That was in April. And what they did was they took it off instead of trying to... you know, fix it, you know. So I never told him to take it off. I mean, who told him to take it off? I mean,
Yeah, let me see. I can go back to the notes in April and see what it says.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Pretty sure you got notes as well. I got my notes. You know, we all got notes. I mean, it's just a whole, like, to me, it feels like a scam, man. I'm not going to lie to you. It feels like a damn scam. You know, like, you're telling me about imprints. We don't care about imprints. I care about what you guys do, what you guys are putting on my Facebook, what you guys are generating leads for, you know, but, you know. That's what I care about. All the other stuff is irrelevant to me because it's not making money, ma'am. I'm a moneymaker, you know, and I've been using other outlets. I've been using other outlets for 2 months, and I'm over here closing deals left and right. And with you guys, I've been there with you guys for so long, and no, not a one deal have I closed, but I've made so many payments to you guys, but not one deal closed. I mean, that's heartbreaking, ma'am. You know?
So one thing I see that could be a hiccup on your end is that there's a note here just from, gosh, a couple of weeks ago, and it says, it's from our verification department. It says five plus attempts, video recording, monthly attempt, Google business page, pending verification. So what that means is when we sign up a client, if they already have a Google business page, we don't create a new one because that would be a duplicate, right? And that would hurt your rankings. So we have you add us as a manager to the one that you have. But when you did that, Google was requesting a video verification just to prove that you're a valid business in the area. Now, that email has been sent to you multiple times. The most recent one was on August 1st.
But why would Google – I'm Google verified. I'm Google everything.
Right.
So why would that
– Right, but what happens is anytime you try to go into a page like that and optimize it for the first page placement – Google will.
But who did that? I never asked to get Google verified again and all that. So it must have been on your mistake, not my mistake.
No, it's not a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's actually a good thing. So hear me out for a minute, Rob. Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal your clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area, right? So that video verification, it's a quick 10-minute process where you go on there and you upload a couple of things to show that you're a valid business. And now Google will trust you and say, okay, this is a valid business in the area. Go ahead. We can publish him on the first page. And that's the hiccup because it's showing that they've called so many times. They've emailed. They've sent text messages trying to get that done.
You guys, Google?
Us. We've been doing
I'm good with Google. You know, I'm still working. We're still working. Nothing has stopped, you know.
Your Google business page is verified, but that in and of itself will never bring you a new client if it doesn't get exposure, right? So what we're trying to do is the optimization and the programming to get it on the first page in a spotlight position, right, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where
revenue
is generated.
This
is from the beginning, from when you very first signed up with us. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not understanding this. When I first signed up with you guys, you know, that's you know, when were you at, okay? So you're saying you've been asking for that, you know, past 5 weeks, okay? But whatever, what happened to the last 12 months before that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like if you guys are asking it for now, you guys must have did something to make that happen. But what happened to the last 12 months that I was paying? Why is it right now coming up?
It could have been a revision that was done on your end or our end that triggered it. Google can trigger that at any time, but it's a good thing that they ask you for it because at the end of the day, they're going to protect you. But I'm seeing notes here. Actually, this is quite shocking because you signed up with us about a year ago, but there's notes here from March, April, May that they were asking you to add us to the Google business profile, and that took a while to get accomplished too. So that's the thing is, like, we can't do anything with it until we're added.
Yeah, but
and then
with you, I mean, with your company, you're asking us to do most of the work right now. I mean, listen, all these other companies is in and out, boom, 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 you know, ma'am. We have a business to run. Like, we're hiring someone to take care of our problem, not to be part of your company to do the work. You get what I'm saying? So that right there doesn't,
but the,
it's not good.
But the Google video verification,
busy.
It has to be done on your end. You can't do it on this end because Google will recognize the IP address. So you have to be within 50 miles of your business address to upload
that.
Yeah, and that's a quick 10-minute process to do that.
I actually been there with a couple before that because we did 12 months, but before that, you know, I let it go because I wasn't happy to begin with the first time. So I've been with you guys like at least 18 months now. I have to look at my bills, but I've been with you guys for like at least 18 months. We left and then we came back. You guys like I left. And
oh,
then
I see.
You get what I mean? So like I just, you know, it's not, listen, man. I had one customer, then I could say, hey, something. At least I got one. I can't even say that with you guys. And like these other companies, I mean, it's just, you know, if I compare apples to apples, I mean, I was getting scammed. You know,
one customer off of this until that Google verification's done, the video verification. That's the problem.
But I don't know how I'm getting customers then because listen, I'm on every outlet that you could think of, Angie's Lead, this, that, but I mean, every outlet that there is out there, even magazines, I mean, I'm on everything, you know, so.
Yeah.
My customer base is coming heavy, but when I'm seeing where it comes from you guys, I haven't got one customer, you know, and I've been with you guys for 18 months, I believe. So, you know,
April
18th month,
of,
I'm like, geez.
2024, yeah, it's been about like a year and a half, a little bit under, but pretty close enough to it. I see what
you're
saying.
I mean, man,
yeah.
And within a year and a half, I was just getting Google verified, okay, so that's one thing. But what I'm trying to say is before that, I mean, no one asked for the Google Verify for the last couple months. You know, for the first 10 months, they didn't ask for it, right? So I still didn't get one customer off of that. So that's like, you know, like, man, I'm supposed to get something off of you guys, you know? I understand that April or whatever is my fault, but what happened before that? You know,
maybe it's when you
that?
Stopped. Yeah, because it says that you removed us as the manager on February 20th. Maybe that's when you stopped. And then it says that they started calling back out to add us back in March and April. And eventually it says we were added on May 12th, so we were added again. And then ever since that, we've been trying to get that video verification done so that we can optimize it for the first page. But that has to be done on your end because Google's trying to solidify you're a valid business in Naples and in Coral Springs, right? If we upload it, it's going
to
show we're not there.
Yeah, I have two locations, Coral Springs and Naples.
Yep. And with those, I mean, and with the pricing that you have, you pay, it looks like $149 for each location every other month, which equates to only about $2.48 a day, which is
awesome.
Okay,
yeah, which
so
is not bad.
It's really going to pay for itself, but the hiccup is that video verification has to get done on your end, you know?
Right, so
and
if you could tell me that I'm going to get the phone calls after that, then I wouldn't mind sticking with you. But if you're not going to stand behind my phone calls, I mean, I got to go. I can't. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
You
so,
absolutely
I mean,
will,
it's
Rob.
Up to you.
And if you want to, just so that we can, you know, you can see the exact calls that are coming in through this, we could even put a call tracking number on here for you. Typically,
no,
that's
I need my
right?
number to stick in their head and stay in their
your
head.
Number,
I don't need
okay.
a call. I don't do call tracking numbers. I want my number.
You know
so
what
I
would
do.
Like you to do then? Just ask
yes.
them the old-fashioned way, like, hey, how did you hear about me?
Because
you'll
do.
Hear.
I do. I
yeah,
do.
I found you on Google. I saw you on the internet. You know, you'll hear that all
yeah.
day long.
I do. I mean, listen, I do all the gyms, the clubs. I do everything that I could possibly get my hands on. I mean, I haven't done, like, buses yet and all that, but I'm everywhere. You know what I mean? So, like, definitely, I need to keep my numbers the way
oh,
it is.
Oh, so you're trying to brand yourself because of all the,
yes,
like all the print and everything. I see.
Yeah, I'm branding it.
Do they stand for something? Like, you know how you can call like 1-800-GARAGE or something? Do your numbers stand
yes.
for something? Or
yes.
is that? Oh,
yeah.
what
yeah,
does it stand
yeah.
for?
Well, no. Right now, I don't have a stand-in right now, but I'm branding it because, I might sell my business. You know, in the future,
oh.
I mean, someone already tried to offer me $15 million, but the thing is, I make about anywhere between 15 to 20, I gross 15 to 20 million a year. So it's like, mm-hmm. you know, I can't, why am I going to sell it for what I gross? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not taking that home, but I'm grossing 15, 20 a year. I can't sell it for that, you know, and then I need to work with them for five years just to relate to those sales. You know what I mean? You need to get
a much more value because you're a very profitable company right now. I get it. So, question. We had Crystal Bell on here as a point of contact.
No.
Is she no longer in the picture? Okay, let me take her off.
That's one of the reasons why everything was going left is because within that time she was stealing money out of my bank accounts and doing a lot of sideways things. Yeah. Because, you know, I get a $2 million check and then I put it in one bank, but if you break a $2 million, you obviously, it's gonna come down to one point something. You know what I mean? You can't take
That's not a good person. So question, other than her number that I have on here, and I'm gonna remove it, then we have this number, which is you, 8660. Who does the 239-710-0777
That's the office number.
Or is that? Oh, so that one can stay on there. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I just got to remove this one, the 239.
Yep. So listen, I'm going to continue. If you call me on Friday or Thursday, I'll get that situated. Mm-hmm. But I need to stick with somebody that's going to really, really help me, man. Because I got this, you know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. There was a lady trying to sell me another piece of product, you know, and
that was Lily. I saw that.
Yeah. Instead of her doing what she needs to do, she's trying to sell me a product, which I can get verified myself. I know how to do all that stuff. So she was trying to charge me $200 and something. She put it on my account, and that kind of made me like back up a little bit. You know what I mean?
That's
one of the reasons. Yeah, she was like very stiff on trying to get my money, and I'm like, listen, bro, I can do this on my own. I mean, I'm not the smartest guy, but you give me a couple hours and I get the thing situated.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I could do it myself.
Just to let you know, if you look at your billing, she put a service credit on for that $250 application fee, which means you actually weren't charged for it. It was a zero invoice. But I apologize. Okay. She shouldn't have pushed it on you if you didn't want it, right? But
yeah, I told her like so many times.
yeah.
And I pushed
Maybe
me away.
She needs
I'm
more
like, what
training.
The hell?
Yeah, I think she needs more training. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
But the good news is if you want Google guaranteed, they can still do the application and that's already paid for. So even though you didn't pay for it, she put a service credit on.
Yeah.
So you could always, complete that. Yeah.
Okay.
But, on Friday, I'll call you to get the payment up.
Yeah, give me a call on Friday. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy we had a talk. We had a conversation, you know.
I'm so glad that we did it. Now I got that bad person off of here, too. Here, I also, you know, all your text messages have been going to Crystal, and you said she was stealing money from you, so that's not good.
Yeah, so. She stole money. She actually stole clients. She did a lot of things.
No.
She did a whole lot of things. I mean, she actually ended up trying to get a business. Like, you know, I'm Palmer Group Pro Garage Door. She was trying to get Palmer Group, you know, as a business to try to take. So it was a whole situation. But we finally, I'm like 5 weeks clean right now. Like, you know, I moved. I had to move, sell out. I own 15 acres. So I was in the woods by myself. I had to get out of there. I was stressed out, you know, lonely and all that. So I had to get out that situation. Now I'm back. The ball is rolling. We rolling. You know, I lost a lot of clients. I'm not going to lie to you. I lost clients. It really hurt me. A whole lot, you know, all we could do is move forward.
Well,
the thing is that
horrible.
I do a lot of subdivision installations. So all the brand new complexes that are pulling up, I'm the subdivision installer for there. You know, I could do 25 doors in 2-3 days. You know, so I have a crew to do everything like that, and I hold all the insurances, licenses. You know, so we were good. But, you know, we got a hiccup with this. I will never bring someone that I'm dating or married to my business ever again.
I don't blame you. Yeah, no, that's that. They always say that, don't mix business with pleasure. But with some people, it works out good when they have, you know, a significant other running things. But with her,
sure.
She just doesn't sound trustworthy whatsoever.
No,
you know?
Very aggressive. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm 5'9", 5'10". She was 6'1", so she had like an aggressive voice, aggressive,
look, aggressive attitude. I was just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm getting a visual as I'm talking to you. That's really funny.
Yeah, so oh, I was going through that. Well, we're good now, and I'm happy. Like I said, I'm super happy that we spoke, and I didn't push you off because, you know, the last couple of people that called is like, you know, trying to sell me things, and I'm trying to just get my, I'm just trying to get what I got up and running. You know what I mean? But if you look at my Facebook, if you look at my Facebook, you know, the Palmer Group, you'll see like what it looks like. You know what I mean? Like what I, mm-hmm. what I do on my own. No one does that for me but me, you know? So, you know, when I was getting these AI, you know, weird looking garage doors from like Kansas or Cal, I'm in Florida. We got our garage doors look hurricane rated. Yeah, different, you know? So it was just like, I was getting pushed in a lot of ways, but, if you or someone that, you know, if you or someone else can take care of me, I mean, I wouldn't mind just, you know, keep on going and see what you guys can really offer me because I need my business to you know, I'm at every alley right now, but I need to get
up. No, I'll absolutely take care of this. Yeah, and what I'll do on Friday, too, is because I see that it's the August 21st payment that's due, and then September 21st is your service credit. But what I'll do is I'm going to start you fresh on Friday, which means on Friday, when we get this up to speed, that's probably going to be, what, the 18th or the 19th, okay? So then that one will take care of the August payment. I'll give you the October 19th month for free. So you'll be paid in full all the way till November 19th. And if you want me to put the Facebook ads back on, I absolutely will, but with the, you know, stipulation that they're going to put some really good Florida prone pictures with the
hurricane. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So we can, you know, absolutely put the Facebook ads back on, but with the correct content, you know. And you know, in addition to all of that, you know, just make sure that video verification gets done. Because even if you pay us on Friday, and if that gets the ball dropped on it again. Well, not verified. It's just a little thing to prove that you have a valid business in Naples and in Coral Springs. Just upload a couple of things on that form, you know, whether it be a business license, insurance, a registration, a work vehicle with a Florida license plate, or an invoice with your address. You don't have to send all of it, of course, but just send over what you can. And then Google says, okay, this is really a valid business in the area, and we can publish them, and that's where you're going to see the solid results where you're getting that first page placement.
Understood. I have a question.
The instructions again to that, just so you have it. But those instructions have been going to Crystal. So what's your email?
Yeah, no. Yes. It's MRP, Mr. P, garagedoors at gmail.com.
Love that.
Yes. If you could get all that right, that would be super cool. I mean...
Yeah, and then when you open that form, if you have any problems, you can even call me. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. I'll text it to you right now so you have it.
Yes, please do.
And then you can always call me, and I'll get you to the verification department, and they can walk you through it. But I think you can do it no problem. It's a quick 10-minute process to do that video verification.
Okay. I'll tell you straight up, I'm not the best computer guy. I'm a field and sales guy, and where I work hard.
Yes.
You know, I've always had my team to go do that, and my thing
I can
is
relate.
The field.
Yep, I
you
can
know,
relate. I work in a building full of technicians, so, yep, and sometimes I think they're talking Greek to me.
Yes. Well, sometimes when I'm calling you, I feel like I'm talking Chinese, you know? So, and that's another thing. If I could stick with somebody that's in the United States instead of trying to get somebody in the Philippines, and it makes you kind of feel weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's not just you guys. That's not even my bank. My bank's starting to do that. I'm not, that upsets me because, like, I don't know. They're asking for my social.
No, I understand too. Cause I feel like if you're talking to someone in the Philippines or India or wherever they route those calls, They may be fluent in English, but sometimes they don't comprehend if we are telling them something like, hey, this isn't working or that. Sometimes they're almost just like a robot where they're trained with these canned responses and they don't know, you know, how to deal with like a personalized issue, you know? So I get it.
Yeah,
you know who would be really good for you? We have a guy in the verification department. His name is James, and he's amazing. He's talked to people that are, you know, not computer literate, never turned on a computer before, and after 10 minutes, he's like, okay, Tina, I helped them with the video verification. I'm like, how did you do that? So I think
he's just so good.
And yeah, so I'll send you the instructions now, but on Friday, if you say, Tina, I've tried it, and it's just frustrating me, I don't want to do it, then I'll get James on with you, and he'll walk you through it, and he'll make sure that it gets done, okay? Yeah, that way you'll get really good
results. I think if you can call me around this time, I don't know if it's too late for you guys, but this is the time that I'm getting off of work, and I could literally take care of things, but like, you know, right now I'm like double time because I'm backed up. Another thing she did, she, you know, I have two locations, so the Naples location, she took my computer and all the paperwork and my board where I have my pipelines,
oh,
you know,
no.
my estimating, my installations, my repairs. Yeah, she took all of that and just did it out of spite, you know. So it
yeah,
was
you
one
know,
of those
when
things.
I put her number into my database, it pulls up that she actually has something called Hurricane Impact Garage Doors.
That was my business too.
Oh, okay,
because
that account doesn't have an active account, but it looks like it was something, yeah. Okay, so she was probably working under that when we come, because I'm like, that's weird. There's another account with her name on it, you know?
Yeah.
Either
so
way,
what happened
we're
was,
get her off of all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened was I had two businesses. I had, you know, Palm Group Pro Garage Doors and also Hurricane Impact, because that drives in more customers, you know, it drives in more customers, you know, so. I was doing it like that, and it was working very well, but it got a little sloppy with my taxes and all that, and, you know, I'm very, you know, I like to be up to date with everything. I don't like to play around, you know,
yeah.
And I like to be straightforward, so it wasn't working out having two companies, so it's going to work now, though. It's going to work one company, and that's it, you know. I'm not worried about trying to make double the money. I'm just trying to make this one, you know. I'm trying to get it really big, you know.
Show the Naples and the Coral Springs, do you still want to on Friday stick with both locations, or do you want to maybe condense it just to one? Because we can do that too.
Both locations. Because right now I'm actually staying in Coral Springs because I have a house in Coral Springs that my tenants just moved out, so I moved in. But you know, I'm going to be back to Naples. I just have to buy a house at one point, you know. So it's one of those things that I don't know where I want to move yet. I was living in a rural area, you know, which is a family-orientated area. But I might want to be in the city now, you know what I mean, by the beach. You know, I don't want to be by myself in the woods.
Oh,
so
man,
we don't know where I'm going to be.
That's my dream. That's what I want to be, by the beach.
where are you guys located?
If I could only have a beach house, even if it's a little corner, I'd be happy. It doesn't have to be a fancy one. We live in Southern California, so we have a lot of little beach houses that are so cute out on the boardwalk. And
oh,
like,
awesome.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, my dad lived in Tiburon.
We're only 4 miles from the beach. So. Oh, where did he live?
Nice. At Tiburon? You ever heard of Tiburon? That's like by San Francisco Bridge. It's like we're all...
Oh,
I mean,
that's Northern California.
Yeah.
Like
that's
the Bay
my dad
Area, right?
Yeah,
oh, very cool.
Yeah, that's where, like, I used to see, like, all the actors when I used to go to dinners and stuff like that. They used to live in that area, like, Tiburon area. But my dad moved over here to South Florida, so it's been a long time since I've been to Cali.
Now I know if I go up to the Bay Area to go to Tiburon, and I can, you know, I like that because when we go to LA, we're kind of like right between LA and San Diego, but you can see like a lot of like celebrity sightings, you know, up by the, what's it called? The, over by the farmer's market. I forget what it's called. Fairfax area of LA, because that's where all the studios are. Yeah, you can always see like celebrity sightings over there. And I'm not shy. I would be a good paparazzi, but if I see them, I'll go up and take a picture or whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, Brad Pitt, all those guys used to be just walking around Tiburon like it was nothing. We're like, what the heck,
oh,
you know?
Fun.
But, yeah,
how fun.
That's in like, the late 90s, early 2000s, you know. They're probably out of there now, you know. They probably changed
you know
a
lot. They probably still do because they have to have somewhere that they can go and just kind of, like, be a real person and, you know, not have to worry about all that. So they probably have their areas that, you know. I always am blown away, like, you hear about history of California and how, like, Palm Springs, like, all of the movie stars and music artists used to go. I'm like, why? It's so hot and, like, sticky in Palm Springs. Why would they like it? But it was just to get away, you know, just to have that little place where they could, like, you know, not be expected to be found, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely do the call for Friday, the payment, and get it all situated, and we'll move forward from there. Let's get a good run this time, please.
We will, and I'm actually putting a I'm sending you those instructions so you can start looking at it, and then like I said, if you need any assistance on Friday, we'll get James on with you, no problem. Okay.
Perfect, man. I appreciate the call, and we'll be talking on Friday.
Sounds perfect. Okay, have a good evening,
too. Thanks to you, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.